This is the Pearson Test of English, General Practice Test. To prepare for the Pearson English International Certificate, Level 4. This test takes 2 hours and 30 minutes. You will have 10 seconds to read each question and the corresponding options. Then listen to the recording. After the recording, you will have 10 seconds to choose the correct option. Put a cross in the box next to the correct answer, as in the example. Example. Listen to two people talking. Who does the man feel should not be blamed for children's truancy?
It's not that I think truancy is acceptable. I just do not see any reason to blame schools for their pupils' poor attendance.
But isn't it the responsibility of schools to ensure that pupils attend?
A school can monitor pupil attendance, but it cannot make a child leave their house. This responsibility surely lies with the parents.
The correct answer is B. Number 1. Listen to the conversation. Why does the man think a smartwatch would be a good present?
Any thoughts on what we could get your nephew for his birthday?
I was thinking a smartwatch. I'm not sure exactly what they do, but they seem all the rage right now.
That might be a good idea. But you don't think he might already have one?
Who knows?
Number 2. Listen to a conversation between a professor and a student. What does the professor think the student has done?
We need to talk about the draft essay you've submitted. I'm afraid there are quite a few instances of plagiarism. Not necessarily deliberate plagiarism, but plagiarism nonetheless.
Really? But I put references.
You have acknowledged your sources, but on a number of occasions you have copied full sentences from a source without using quotation marks.
Number 3. Listen to the conversation. What is the boy learning to do?
Right. We'll be practicing how to reverse. For this, it is essential to ensure that you signal correctly using this here. See?
Yes, Dad.
Signalling helps to warn others and avoid collision. This is a common but potentially dangerous manoeuvre.
Okay.
Right, pull out now, then we'll reverse a little later.
Number 4. Listen to a customer talking to a supermarket assistant. What type of product is the customer looking for?
Hello. Could you please point me in the direction of the deodorants and body sprays? Sure. It's aisle number 3, Beauty and Cosmetics.
They are next to the moisturisers and skincare products.
Number 5. Listen to the talk. What does the woman work to protect?
It is my job to ensure places which have distinct beauty or historic importance are protected permanently, and that they remain for future generations. This means working to protect physical structures against natural wear and tear, and I also lobby for laws that prevent older, culturally significant locations from being knocked down or built upon.
Number 6. Listen to the conversation. What does the woman feel about the workers' strike?
So, are you saying that you do not support the striking workers?
On the contrary, we are behind the strike. I'm just critical of the very small minority of striking workers who have committed vandalism. This undermines the cause that I am trying to champion.
Number 7. Listen to the couple talking. Why will the woman miss her neighbour?
So, Sarah is moving out tomorrow. It's a shame, isn't it? She has been a good neighbour, despite her loud music.
I'll really miss her. I've been able to confide in her a lot, in a way I can't with many of my friends.
Hopefully you'll be able to stay in touch. She isn't moving too far away.
Number 8. Listen to two friends talking. Who are they describing?
It must be difficult, knocking on so many doors, asking strangers for something, dealing with the rejection. Most people probably say no politely, but I bet others can be very rude and dismissive.
Yeah, but I hate being asked for donations on my doorstep. I wish they could just post information about their causes through the door.
Number 9. Listen to two parents talking. What does Annie's mother want to do?
Annie still isn't doing her homework. She's just in her room on the phone.
Right, I'm going up there to take the phone. I'll even sit with her until it's done if I have to.
That might only make things worse. I think it would be better if we could persuade her to do it of her own free will.
Number 10. Listen to the talk. What is the main focus of the new education policy?
Today, the Education Minister has announced a new policy, specifically targeting illiteracy among the post-school population, those who, as children at school, fail to obtain sufficient reading and writing skills and are now held back from obtaining certain jobs. aspects of the programme borrow from previous overseas development strategies that have targeted illiteracy among both adults and children in poorer countries.
Section 2. Number 11. You will hear a short recording about folk songs. Listen to the whole recording once. Then you will hear the recording again, with pauses for you to write down what you hear. Make sure you spell the words correctly.
Folk songs are part of our cultural heritage. Passed down from one generation to another, they allow traditional tales to be preserved. Their lyrics teach people about significant past events, which may have been humorous, thrilling, or tragic. Folk enthusiasts often gather at festivals that are dedicated to this genre of music. Folk songs are part of our cultural heritage. Passed down from one generation to another. They allow traditional tales to be preserved. Their lyrics teach people about significant past events. Which may have been humorous, thrilling, or tragic. Folk enthusiasts often gather at festivals. That are dedicated to this genre of music.
Section 3. Questions 12 to 16. You will hear an announcement. First, read the notes below. Then listen and complete the notes with information from the announcement. You will hear the recording twice.
Today's announcement about the Big City Plan shows that we have clear priorities. We've enriched the original 2007 plan with detail, and we're underpinning the master plan with a strong commitment to deliver. I'm proud that our plan to create a world-class city centre in Birmingham is the most ambitious project ever undertaken in the UK. As many of you already know, we are working towards five areas of transformational change, each pivotal to the plan. The multi-million pound Library of Birmingham kick-started the development, while wider regeneration has been supported by £600 million of investment into our main train station. There are the office developments around the Snow Hill district, creating a new destination for business. The East Side development with its academy and city park. And the redevelopment at the heart of the Southern Gateway, where a new public square is taking the place that for so long has belonged to our wholesale markets, which themselves are moving to the north of the city. And this is just the start. Over the next 20 years, Birmingham will deliver a world-class experience for residents and visitors. We'll be putting pedestrians at the heart of Birmingham's future development by making the city accessible on foot and taking the cars, as well as the pollution, out of the centre.
Now listen again.
Today's announcement about the big city plan shows that we have clear priorities. We've enriched the original 2007 plan with detail, and we're underpinning the master plan with a strong commitment to deliver. I'm proud that our plan to create a world-class city centre in Birmingham is the most ambitious project ever undertaken in the UK. As many of you already know, we are working towards five areas of transformational change, each pivotal to the plan. The multi-million pound Library of Birmingham kick-started the development, while wider regeneration has been supported by £600 million of investment into our main train station. There are the office developments around the Snow Hill district, creating a new destination for business. The East Side development with its academy and city park. And the redevelopment at the heart of the Southern Gateway, where a new public square is taking the place that for so long has belonged to our wholesale markets, which themselves are moving to the north of the city. And this is just the start. Over the next 20 years, Birmingham will deliver a world-class experience for residents and visitors. We'll be putting pedestrians at the heart of Birmingham's future development by making the city accessible on foot and taking the cars, as well as the pollution, out of the centre.
Section 3. Questions 17 to 21. You will hear a talk. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the talk. You will hear the recording twice.
A new government policy has recently been launched to help the Australian government reach its renewable energy target. The policy, called the Renewable Energy Scheme, encourages the installation of small-scale renewable energy systems, providing funding to households, and certain eligible businesses. Individuals or businesses will be issued with a technology certificate once they have installed their renewable energy system. These certificates each have a value, which can be redeemed for cash or against certain services. The technology certificate's value varies according to two factors: the amount of renewable energy produced, or in other words, the amount of non-renewable electricity consumption that is reduced, and also the climate region where the system is installed. The government's renewable energy target is made up of two legislated schemes, this one and a larger scheme targeting major energy companies. The target of producing more gigawatt hours of additional renewable energy was established under Act 2000 and revised in 2015. It is set to last until 2030, by which time it is expected that renewable systems will be far more widespread across the country. Eligible systems include solar panels, wind turbines, hydro systems, and solar water heaters. Decisions about the eligibility of businesses are made by the Clean Energy Regulator, whose website, www.cleanenergyregulator.gov.au, contains more information on the scheme.
Now listen again.
A new government policy has recently been launched to help the Australian government reach its renewable energy target. The policy, called the Renewable Energy Scheme, encourages the installation of small-scale renewable energy systems, providing funding to households and certain eligible businesses. Individuals or businesses will be issued with a technology certificate once they have installed their renewable energy system. These certificates each have a value, which can be redeemed for cash or against certain services. The technology certificate's value varies according to two factors: the amount of renewable energy produced, or in other words, the amount of non-renewable electricity consumption that is reduced, and also the climate region where the system is installed. The government's renewable energy target is made up of two legislated schemes, this one and a larger scheme targeting major energy companies. The target of producing more gigawatt hours of additional renewable energy was established under Act 2000 and revised in 2015. It is set to last until 2030, by which time it is expected that renewable systems will be far more widespread across the country. Eligible systems include solar panels, wind turbines, hydro systems, and solar water heaters. Decisions about the eligibility of businesses are made by the Clean Energy Regulator, whose website, www.cleanenergyregulator.gov.au, contains more information on the scheme.
That is the end of the listening section of the test. Now go on to the other sections of the test.